good afternoon. Today is Thursday, February the 6th. Olympics. Woo. Joining us this afternoon is our own guy who didn't qualify for the Olympics, Dave Hall.
I was a silver medalist in curling.
Curling what?
The beer glass.
Oh, of course. Okay. Yeah. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about this thing called drought, conservation, all that kind of stuff. We've been hearing it throughout the state. It's interesting how some areas of the state are treating this, and interesting how some areas of the state aren't treating this. So we'll talk about treating water when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggy of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon. KINS News and Information Times 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with the General Manager of the Humboldt Community Services District, Dave Hall. But before we do our quote this afternoon, oh boy, so many cheap ones to choose from. Okay, I'll give you a choice. Either Ernie Kovacs.
That's pretty good.
Or Ann Landers.
I always liked Ernie Kovacs.
All right. Sometime between 1919 and 1962 was known to have uttered, quote, "Television is a medium because anything well done is rare."
Is radio a medium?
Not by Mr. Kovacs. No, it's a... Oh, boy. We have been hearing a ton of stuff, and it's really interesting, Dave, for me, with the kid being in Nebraska, cold, cold, ice, ice, rain, rain, rain. However, on this side of the Rocky Mountains, it seems like cough, cough, dry, dry, no water, no water. And the realization from some of these various entities that, you know what? You may have just outgrown your natural space. Figure out what you're going to do. When you hear discussions from your buds throughout the state, do you kind of put a little smile on and go, you know what? Every once in a while, God levels the playing field.
That's right. We certainly have a little bit of an advantage up here when it comes to the water world, for sure.
Now, I've heard when they talk about conservation and the state driving that boat, can we say? No, probably not. Driving that train. What are the things that leap out in your mind that are being discussed that you kind of go, what?
Well, let me do it the other way. There's a lot of things that are being proposed that are kind of interesting. You know, having lived long enough, you know that we've been through this before, and we have on the books drought contingency plans that have all sorts of things going on. In fact, some of the local agencies around here, City of Arcata, Eureka, and McKinleyville Community Service District, and our services district, we're all pitching it together to work on some water conservation tips that we're going to be promoting. There's a number of things that we can do, and it's all stuff that a lot of us probably do anyway by second nature, just because us that are old enough lived through it before. But there's already been a number of building changes that have gone on since the 70s when we had the last big drought. You know, low-flow toilets and shower aerators and all these kind of things are pretty much standard fare anymore, and we've all kind of adapted to them, and it's just sort of the way it is.
Now, are those standard in the construction industry also?
Yeah.
It's just kind of a California. It's not you.
A lot of times, A lot of times, that's what you see is California does lead on these sorts of things, and then the rest of the world just sort of adopts them. So manufacturers start making them, price goes down. Becomes a big deal, and
everybody
off
else
it
can
goes.
Afford it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. There you go, and so it just turns into a normalcy. Some of the other things, though, that we'll be working on reminding people are important water-saving sort of tips are looking around for leaks, leaky faucets, you know, leaky drains, hose bibs, these kind of things. Those take up more water than you think. You know, just a few drips a day, you know, a minute, to, you know, can turn into several thousand gallons.
Is there any guesstimate how much water is taken out of the watersheds, the rivers, from some of those folks that are tapping into the various rivers, creeks, streams illegally and just pulling it out?
You know, the illegal, I don't think there is. Honestly, there may be. Carol probably know better than I, but I don't know, just because of the nature of the illegality of it, that there's anybody really doing a metric on it. I think as we move into a drought, it's going to be more significant.
You know, more people doing it, or the impact
more people. Well, both, actually. More people doing it for sure, because now we have things that need water that usually aren't hooked up to systems, and we have less water, so it's less going down the river. Maybe it's going to be more of an impact on the streams.
Now, the ranchers, there are a lot of agricultural uses that are either permitted or have, I guess, historically allowed, so I guess that would almost be grandfathered in some of the hinterlands and things of that nature. What about these water tanks? I mean, you see, they're curiosities for me. You see, 10,000 gallon water tank.
You're right.
Wow. Okay, what does that take to fill
10,000 gallons?
Yeah, okay. How long does that last on a ranch? You got cows. How long does one of those big rubber things last after it's full? I have absolutely no idea. How much does an average person consume a day? Do you have any thoughts about how many gallons?
I believe it's around, you're testing my memory now, I think it's around 100 gallons a day per person. So that's, it's not a lot, it doesn't sound like, but it's enough that, and that, of course, remember, that's your share of what the dishwasher used and what the shower and the toilet and the everything, you know, not just cooking and you know, watering the flowers and stuff like that, but it's over the whole thing. And of course, that changes with the season also. You know, in the summertime, we irrigate more. We use more water in the summertime than the winter. Although this winter, people have been irrigating too. Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Now, I heard one of our nighttime guys, Roger Hedgecock. Well, actually, you know what? Why don't we pause, take a break, catch up, and then I'll hit you with this one.
Okay.
It's 3:19.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. If you've never been to Eureka's Sequoia Park Zoo, or haven't in a long time, you're in for a treat. Eureka is one of the smallest cities in the nation to have a zoo, and quite a zoo it is. It's among the redwood trees and specializes in a variety of small animals. Many exhibits have been updated, with more on the way. A big favorite is the red panda family. If you think of pandas as black and white, big, and chewing on bamboo, think again. Red pandas are small with reddish coats and white faces. Watch them scamper on their trees. The pink flamingo flock will dazzle you as you pass their pond. There are many more zoo pleasures awaiting young and old alike. There's a cafe and gift shop, too. On Wednesdays, all visitors come in at half price. For days and hours, see their website, sequoiaparkzoo.net. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Hull from the Humboldt Community Services District. Dave, yeah, this was Hedgecock talking, but yeah, he was a mayor in San Diego, so he has some knowledge, and he certainly has knowledge of California. He stated last week, Sacramento, when we're talking about water conservation, and I've always thought we've kind of had a little bit of a handle here because we see it in the river, or not on the river, in the lake, or not in the lake. But he said Sacramento pays $18.00 flat a month. That's it. No meter. That's what they pay per hookup. Okay. Willits doesn't even have a meter. Free. Unlimited. So, presuming that those are accurate, I think that they are, as you look around various water users in the state of California, how much of that, just basic things that we kind of go, what? You kidding me? Could be implemented that would help reduce the consumption levels of water in a whole lot of the state.
Yeah, well, certainly giving water away doesn't reduce the amount of use. It kind of goes the other direction. But there is, there's been then talks of some fees called conservation rates, where you get a better deal if you use less and things. And those don't work out very well mechanically. So I think the all the districts up here have a pretty good handle on it. I think we do a good job of not going overboard with the fees, but get collecting enough that we can service the infrastructure that we have and make sure we plan ahead for some prudent reserves so we can fix things as they wear out.
Now, there's the meeting tomorrow.
I was just going to say.
At the Warfinger about this. And I'm not much of a protesting kind of guy. I just use the microphone because I'm lazy. But I'm thinking if we've got water bonds that are in place.
Yes.
Okay, you guys have got infrastructure that you're replacing on a regular basis. Services District is. Carroll is from the Water District. Arcata, I'm presuming, does. And Eureka, presuming it does. And Fortuna just did. All those require bonds.
Right.
Locally. Now, if they're talking about whipping on a state bond to take our water and run it down, in addition to the other bonds that might be local bonds, I would think that makes it very difficult for a community such as ours that has paid attention, doing the right thing, not going crazy with the water. Much more challenging to do a bond in our area than it would be other parts of the state when they're just looking at it as a water grab and a net plus. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing that's interesting. I don't know if everybody knows, but tomorrow is the West Chesbro is having some people from the state of California up here doing a meeting. And I think it's at the Board of Supervisors chambers, actually. It's at 10 in the morning, and that's that'll be the place to ask those kind of questions and see where they're really going with this whole thing. There is a lot of concern about the water grab sort of stuff. You've seen people, some politicians in the Central Valley saying, well, we'll just go up north and get it. And, of course, if we don't have it, then that's going to make that a little harder. But, who knows where that's really going to go politically. I think what you said is we've done a good job up here. Certainly the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District's done a great job of not only providing water for us for decades, but also providing great habitat in the Mad River. So it's been a real win-win for the whole area the way they've managed the water supply.
So in looking at some of the different options that are being perceived because we are in a declared drought situation, is it parallel to like FEMA? And you get a local emergency declared and a state emergency, and then you get the feds and then money starts pouring in? Or is this something else that provides a power shift to Sacramento as a fiat and saying, well, and now we will bang because we're all in a conservation emergency?
Right. Well, it honestly, it could be both. I think you do with this with a statewide kind of emergency. We don't compete well with the rest of the state of California anyway, and so I think it makes it pretty easy for them to at least think about coming and making a grab. But whether that's what they really have in mind or not, we'll have to watch and see.
What could they do? I mean, we are in a drought. Let's say the drought is a 3-year cycle, like
right.
at least I recall it was in the 70s and a couple of the others. Shoot, by the time they get the permits,
yeah,
it's going to be 10 years down the road.
Well, and a 3-year cycle is that's a tough one for the state. Here's an interesting little tidbit. You know who the governor was the last time we had a drought?
Brown.
Of this? Yep.
He probably reacted about the same way then, too.
Yeah, except he had dark hair and a leisure suit on at that time. But
and a girlfriend instead of a wife, yeah.
But I think the whole nature of bringing it back to Sacramento, it's really hard to tell what's going to happen. If it's a 3-year cycle of the magnitude it is right now with no relief, that's going to be a huge deal for the state. I mean, we're going to be looking at major, emergency measures and all kinds of regulatory stuff and whatever else is going on. So at the stage we're at right now, like, you know, from what the Carol said with the municipal water district, you know, we've got a year's worth of supply for our area here in Ruth Lake. But that means we should, that doesn't mean we just shine it on for a year and then panic or anything. Even if we start getting some rain or something, we should still be really mindful of what we've got and protect our water supply.
Now, with the contract that, you know, they've got the underutilized from the old mills. What are if there's an emergency, what are they talking about doing? Hooking up hoses to trucks and trucking water out of here? It's an interesting challenge because of that urgency of time.
All of our local, this group of all the Carroll's customers, if you will, the seven of us that buy water from the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District, all us water districts, we all did water and drought contingency plans back in the early 90s. And never really, as soon as we got them done, drought went away. So they've been kind of sitting on the shelves. This group of the agencies is dusting those off, and we're going to be getting back together because what you just said, at that time, back in the 90s, we still had two pulp mills running and taking up a lot of water. And so there was a lot of difference in the supply and how the supply was allocated throughout the basin.
KINS News and Information Time, 3:30. We'll be back with more from Dave Hall.
Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have life and work experiences that could be a benefit to our local youth? We're recruiting community members to mentor and share ideas with our middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Hull from Humboldt Community Services District. Dave, you mentioned these water or drought contingency plans. When you look at your plan, knowing how intimate you are with it right now, is there anything that leaps out as, okay, we can do that one, that's pretty painless, and okay, we can do that one, and that's not going to cause too many folks to get fired, but boy, that one, that's going to be our worst case scenario before we exercise that option. When you look at your plan, what are the easy or first to be implemented tasks that you're looking at?
Well, and that's what I wanted to say is exactly, it's a tiered approach to the thing. So, and they're all, and again, let me put the caveat in that these plans were all done in the 90s and we're updating them right now. But just for, in a general sense, they're tiered from, you know, voluntary measures clear down to, really tight restrictions on use and different levels in between. So, and these are based on triggers on the, at least right now, on the supply that is in Ruth Lake. So it's at 55% now, and that's why we're just doing the voluntary. Hey, it'd be a good thing if you didn't water too much. You fix your leaks. You take care of these things. Don't wash the car all the time. You know, those kind of things. Just be mindful that we have that. I want to bring up something else too. You know, it's interesting. Even though we have, even in an abundant water year, the recent valve change that the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District just did. That highlighted how much, I don't want to say fragile, but how much supply we really have had if we lost our supply to the Mad River. If there was a big earthquake or something that actually severed the big transmission line that goes through Arcata and up to the city of Eureka, or the one that goes out in the peninsula and comes across the bay and serves a lot of the Humboldt Community Services District. If both of those went down, we only have maybe 2 or 3 days worth of supply out there. Now, some of us have some wells that we can use, but it's not as much as you would think. So even not in a drought, it's a good idea. And this is just a good reminder for everybody to just be mindful of what you're using. Even though it's raining and rivers are full and everything, those years we still should be take care of our supply.
Well, I think a lot of folks probably are, just because the rates have kicked up so much.
Yeah.
a lot of this stuff.
Well, and the conservation measures that started more than a decade ago, like we were talking earlier about the toilets and the aerators and those kind of things. Those things are all already just sort of the way we do things now.
So in looking at some of the different options that are out there, there's so much in our area that's specific to outdoor sports, tourism, as well as why folks are here. So we've got the fishing seasons. I would suggest they're in jeopardy. We've got the lakes. And I remember there were used to be long, long walks from the marina down to where the water was through mud and muck. And
that's what you find right now.
Yeah, in my head, I can see plywood laid out in trails, quarter-mile drive downs that should be underwater that weren't, things of that nature over in the lakes. Trinity being at maybe not at a flow level, but I guess it'd be cubic feet per second. I don't know how you measure the depth is my basic thought.
Yeah.
A lot shallower, and that you'd have a lot more of the sandy beaches and stuff. So it wasn't like it was gone, but things significantly changed. Are you seeing that kind of year this year where everything is down low and we do have a negative impact on the tourist industry and we are not seeing some of these recreational opportunities being allowed because there just isn't that much?
I think out here on the coast, probably not as much as inland. I'm certainly the Trinity County, Shasta County, those places are really going to feel a tourist thing if we don't get some rain and those reservoirs don't get filled back up. As far as fishing, like salmon season, let's say, that we won't feel these impacts for 2 or 3 years. But it's already setting up to be that, because some of these fish have to spawn when they have to spawn. If they have to spawn down low in the stream and we get some rain, then that washes out the little guys, and that's a problem. So we're going to have a low year that's going to carry through to 2 or 3 years down the road and have an impact there. But it is a cyclic thing. Like I said, in 76, 77, we were in the same situation. That was about a two-year drought. It affected the state a lot like this. Although the rainfall at Ruth was more than it is this year, in 76 and 77.
That's the impression that I had of that cycle, was it was supposed to be a wet year. So everybody drained down the lakes in anticipation, and it turned into waiting for Godot. And now everybody was kind of going, what in the world did we just do? Nothing like that happened this year.
No, but the reservoirs look like it. You've been starting to see the articles like we saw in the 80s that were, oh look, we forgot there was a town at the bottom of this lake. Look, it's still there, kind of thing. It's stuff you don't see for every couple of decades. But it is something that's repeatable. But it's something that we really need to watch too. You don't know. Next month it may be all over. It may not.
So you have plans to go to Whiskey Town?
But
go walk down Main Street?
That's right. Old Trinity Center. I think I'm thinking of buying a house there. I've seen that several times in the last 5 years.
I remember that's one of the things that I remember also was Whiskey Town. Surprise, there was a Whiskey Town, and it was still there. They didn't knock it down.
Yeah.
They just filled it up.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be kind of cool to be able to... I seem to think that it got within about 20 feet of the tops of the building, so you could kind of see, or that if you were a diver, you could go and dive and look at some of the old buildings that were there.
Great fishing.
Okay.
So this year you run out with your GPS and you figure out where that is, and then when it's full again, you...
Where's the bar? Yeah. I know it's there. KINS News and Information Times, 3:43. We'll be back with more from Dave Hall.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 345. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Hull. Dave, are there other adjacent counties in our region that are starting to gear up the same way that you guys have been doing with the contingency plans and things like that? Because I'm sure Barry S. is down low. I'm sure that a lot of the other lakes that are fed by rivers in our area or by the mountains are experiencing something similar, but they got this thing called population that we don't have an awful lot of. Does that compound it, or is everything kind of in ratios?
No, it compounds it, and they're actually ahead of us. If you go south and east of here in California, they're ahead of us as far as their drought contingency planning and implementation goes. Like you mentioned, some of those lakes, they're way low, and they actually were last year too. So they never were up enough to catch up. You know, we were doing good here until just recently. So this is they've got a head start on us, and it's a bad head start for them.
I'm always curious because I don't know the wine industry worth anything. All I know is that the Yo River diversion sucks a lot of our water down south, and we don't get paid anything for it. So I kind of have that built-in bias.
Yeah.
What about the wine industry? Are they subject to risk, significant risk, because of this? Because there aren't waters available, do they get a higher priority than the munis? How does that play out for their agricultural needs?
It's a big deal for them. Big deal, absolutely. We've even last year when supplies were starting to get down a little bit, and my understanding was that they'd actually started curtailing some of their water use, and some of the grapes weren't quite as plump as they used to be. Make a better wine, I don't know, but things are changing. They're watching it, but they are in Sonoma counties. They've got issues. Lake Mendocino and Pillsbury and all those that they use for the water sources there, that, like I said, a lot of that comes from the Eel. Not much running in the Eel right now. It looks like summertime out there. So yeah, they're going to have a problem.
What about the minimum fish flows?
The other thing too is with those kind of root crops, they're there, right? I mean, like grapes that are, you know, deciduous stuff that's in the ground all the time. A lot of what you're seeing in the San Joaquin Valley, you know, where they're row crops, they can just say, we're just not going to plant them this year, or we're not going to, you know, have so many cows this year, or something like that. You got grapes, you got thousands of acres of grapes, you got thousands of acres of grapes.
And in thousands, yeah, probably is a little short on the investment, yeah, side of that reference as well. Are you going to be involved in the proceedings tomorrow, or are you going to just kind of be there?
I'll just be there to check it out and listen to see what the state has to say, what they're planning, what they think. I'd encourage everybody to go, though, if they're interested in the water supply.
I don't know if I'm going to be around or not. So if you're looking for a cheeky comment.
Let me write it down.
Well, we've got the California Canal, right? And it's an open canal.
The aqueduct, right.
Right. So we can talk about access for terrorists and all that kind of contamination. What about evaporation? Put a cap over. That's something you guys can do almost toot sweet that would help, and I bet you could probably find it, and it's not going to cost you millions of dollars a mile like some of the other stuff. Cover the aqueduct. Let's see what that can help out. Maybe it's just philosophical. Maybe it's just a visual, but it would certainly seem to be more practical than some of the other things that oftentimes get thrown around. So...
I've never seen a metric on it, but it's something that I've wondered about forever.
Get some Visqueen. I mean, you know, you don't have to do a study if this thing is really an issue like you're talking about. Yeah, let's get some folks out there and just kind of take care of it for a short term. You know, maybe it only lasts for a year or whatever, but you're a little bit ahead because it's
really long.
Okay, two Visqueen, three Visqueen. Again, if folks want to go to the meeting, it's at the Supervisor's Chambers?
It's the Board of Supervisors Chambers at 10 a.m.
A couple hours, or is this one going to go an all day, or any idea?
Honestly, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Will you be serving liquid
refreshments?
We'll be.
No water. It's bring your own.
Yeah. BYOW, huh? Biao, baby. What was the Phil Harris? Oh, Aristocrats.
Aristocats.
Well, yes. Meow, baby. Thanks for coming by, Dave.
All right, thanks.
We've been Talking Shop with Dave Hall. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone else. See you tomorrow.